The novel Up the Down Staircase was published 25 years ago this month. It's about an eager but naive teacher whose first assignment is a tough New York City high school. Our guest critic Maureen Corrigan teaches English at Bryn Mawr and Haverford Colleges. She just reread the novel to see how its depiction of the teaching profession holds up.
When it first appeared in 1964, Up the Down Staircase was an immediate smash. It settled on the bestseller list for over a year, was translated into 16 languages, and was made into a movie starring Sandy Dennis. Belle Kaufman's autobiographical novel about a young teacher's first year in a rough New York City high school is probably the best of its genre. I'm referring to combat pedagogy novels like Blackboard Jungle and To Sir With Love. These books make each day in the classroom sound like a mission behind enemy lines and compare teachers to kamikaze pilots burning themselves out emotionally and financially in the attempt to ignite a love of learning in their students. Like all good war stories, these novels always build to a rousing finish. In spring semester, the once raw recruit, now hardened by battle, stands amidst the rubble of the faculty lounge and decides not to accept that cushy prep school offer, but instead to sign on for yet another tour of duty at Armageddon High. Since Up the Down Staircase is a quarter century old, it promises to be about as relevant to high school teaching today as reruns of Our Miss Brooks. Sections have fossilized. The subject of drug addiction is shelved at a faculty meeting in favor of the more widespread problems of smoking in the lavatories and chalk theft. Kaufman's hokey narrative technique also dates the book. The plot unfolds through a series of doodles, school board circulars, and student essays salvaged from the classroom trash can. But mostly, the good old school days sound awfully like the nightmare present. Teenage pregnancy, colossal dropout rates, suicides, rundown facilities, assaults on teachers, they're all there in Kaufman's novel. And the administrative solutions to the crisis in city schools haven't changed much either. In 1984, for instance, a severe teacher shortage in New York led the Board of Education to drop education course requirements and offer college loan forgiveness programs. Since then, more than 5,000 new teachers have been tossed into the city school system and told, in effect, to sink or swim. Most of them lack experience, just like Kaufman's heroine, Sylvia Barrett, whose only qualifications are her eagerness and her newly minted thesis on Chaucer's Book of the Duchess. Whenever Sylvia complains to her principal about the overcrowded classrooms and lack of textbooks, he tells her, "Let it be a challenge." Besides pointing out that too much has remained the same in public schools during the past 25 years, Up the Down Staircase also unintentionally questions its own faith in the power of books. Sylvia Barrett remains at Calvin Coolidge High because she believes in Matthew Arnold's sentimental fallacy that books will uplift and redeem her students. Writing to a friend about her students, she says, "The important thing is to make them feel King Lear's anguish, to point the way to something that should forever lure them." As Lear might say, "What a howl!" Sylvia is naive. A few good teachers and a few good books can't change a rigid structure of social inequality. Even this enormously popular book, Up the Down Staircase, hasn't made any concrete improvements in the public schools. But paradoxically, Sylvia's naivete is what continues to make the book compelling. So while the critic in me cleaves to a pessimism of the intellect when thinking about public education, the teacher in me necessarily shares Sylvia's optimism of the will.
Maureen Corrigan contributes book reviews to The Village Voice.